The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Turn me up. There you go. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM.
Does it still feel like we're in the garage doing this? Hello.
Just sometimes.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 13th of December, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's at the helm here, wearing his USA hat. Love it.
Good morning. I'm now an adult. What can I say?
Oh, that's right.
Really?
Is it your birthday
When's
today?
When's your birthday?
It was yesterday.
Aww.
Well, happy belated. What does that mean when you say I'm officially an adult, in your mind?
At least in California, I can't get away with crimes. I know, I'm just joking.
He's 18 now.
Wow.
Okay, here's the
big
question.
So you came to us at 17, coming in the morning. He's very
good.
Efficient.
Yes. Now, let me ask you, though. Can you still be grounded?
I mean, I don't know yet.
Well, don't push it. Don't push it too early. Kind of get the feeling of being that 18 and that adult, you know, kind of stuff before you kind of, you know, edge it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. What kind of international day do we have here today? Besides, it's the international day after Ben's birthday.
Oh, man.
Thank you. We have three options, so pick between one and three.
Oh, well, or all of them. Let's see.
Okay. We have National Guard birthday.
Okay. Okay.
National Violin Day.
Violin Day?
Mm-hmm. Like play the violin?
Yeah.
Violin.
No, just violin.
Yeah, I mean, violin. Okay, all right.
Okay.
That's what it says. It's very just honoring an instrument also known as the fiddle.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
And then we have National Cocoa Day.
Cocoa?
Oh, okay, all of those are good.
Cocoa Day.
Violin, cocoa, National Guard.
Is cocoa, you mean like the stuff you put in your drink or the plant that you get cocaine out of?
I think it says...
National.
Yeah, but it's just honoring... Oh, hot cocoa, actually.
Yeah, hot cocoa day. Yeah.
All right.
Hot cocoa. You know, I went to a... it was so beautiful yesterday. If you've not been to... I wish I... Let me think of the name of it. It's right down on the same street in Anderson. When you're driving down to where Haven Humane is, that part of 273. And it's like a tin building, but now what they've done... Or a metal building. The horses and the fountains. And I went in there yesterday because I'm, you know, looking for unique gifts. Oh, my. I mean, that is like probably, if I had to guess, the most unique and most wonderful gift store. Furniture, art, bookshelves, books, kids' stuff. But it's beautifully done, her eye for detail. You have to round the store like four or five times. And that's where you got my owl. You remember my owl lamp? Really unique stuff. Anyway, so she's got four or five pallets coming in. And if you're looking for something, Linda owns the store, and she and her son. And they've expanded over here to the side where they're, you know, doing all these metal sculptures. And so anyway, why did I bring that up? Because, I went in and they have this beautiful, like on a silver tray, you know, candy canes and hot cocoa. I didn't partake, but I thought it was just so yummy and beautiful music was being played. It was all guitar Christmas stuff. So there was just, you know, when people cast the spell. And I also want to thank so much the staff, Sue, Christine, Ben. And thank you so much for today when I walked in that the studio is done with our Christmas stuff, and it's placed differently than I've ever seen it. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. It was the biggest gift that, you know, one can receive is when you walk in and know that the elves have been at play. Makes my heart happy. All right, weather. How and I hope you're doing well today. For those of you waking up with us this morning, you know, we are going about in the community. We're seeing, you know, stores. We are after COVID, but there's still pre-COVID jitters. I know we came back from Vegas. I got a text last night because there was supposed to be a wrapping party for some of the auxiliary for the women's rodeo adopted a family. So the Catholic Social Services. So we all were in on that. There was supposed to be a wrapping party tonight, but it was canceled because some people came back from that week of and sick and all
from
those things.
From the NFR.
Yeah, from the National Finals Rodeo. I mean, there's thousands. I mean, the whole town. And it's event after event after event. We've talked about it till it could probably ad nauseum. But anyway, so the body's now starting to recover. But prayers go out to those who are still, you know, came back from Reading. We had like 40 people there from representing Reading. That, you know, what they call the Vegas crud or whatever. Anyway, so stay well, stay hydrated.
When
and
you get hundreds of thousands of people that you don't hang around.
Right.
From all parts of the world.
Right.
Literally. People get sick. It used to happen at Quantico, Virginia, at the Marine Corps base, because that's kind of the center for all the education. All the schools was at Quantico and training for that. And, as people would come in, you'd figure everybody, the kids in school were getting sick and, you know, everybody, but everybody got some kind of flu-like or cold-like, symptoms.
Right.
Because of all of the, you know, you're mixing, you brought your little germs in, now you're getting new germs.
Yeah.
So,
and that happens
yeah.
when you fly. So, you know, anyway, we did take our neti pot, as well as we remember Dr. Dome telling us about the nose spray, which is the, I'll have to tell you about that later because I can't think of it right now, but it's,
Benadine. With the regular betadine.
Little tiny.
Betadine, little bit of betadine.
Little drops.
With inside your saline nasal
spray. Saline nasal spray. So we did that a lot.
Yeah, I was snorting that twice a day.
Yeah, and we know that we're, like I said, we're out and about. We're shaky howdy right now still. And then we're going to be, of course, traveling to, you know, in a plane to see the kids through the holidays. So, which is cross country. So, you know, anyway, everybody, stay well, but think about what you can do, for yourself, especially right now. So we do have beautiful days ahead of us, which is the good news. Today will be about 64, winds about 9 to 13 miles per hour. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with our skies or overnight lows. The feeling is we'll be at about 41. Tomorrow calls for partly sunny Thursday with 62. So this is, we're in that like, you know, weather and, you know, bundle weather, low 42s on Thursday night. Friday, partly sunny once again, which we love. I love those clouds in the sky. You know, we can still, you know, not have to worry about slippery roads with a high of 64 on Friday. And Friday night, once again, 43. Now, Saturday is calling for a slight chance of showers. It looks like Saturday night, it says about 10%. Now, that's changed throughout the week. I know we've got family and some things coming on Saturday night. Well, it's gone from 40 to 30. Now it's 10% after 4 p.m. But mostly sunny with a high of 65 on Saturday night with overnight lows of 45. And again, just a slight chance of showers. And then on Sunday, chance of rain. According to the forecast now, with a high of 58 on Sunday, and rain likely on Sunday night, mostly cloudy with lows of around 47. And that's a forecast. So you can see what's happening here with your Christmas shoppings and your gatherings, what to dress for, what to prepare for with your driving conditions. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends in Anderson, 365-3793, where they always give seniors and veterans a special discount.
There you go.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! And it's time for our first break.
Oh, my goodness.
How'd that happen? Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. I read this every day because the this organization got grants, and they reach out and they advertise here with this. I know people that have called them, and you know, to get in the program. So, but it's the fall prevention program. It's a no cost program if you're in it, and that's why you have to call them and you know, see if you meet the requirements. And the whole idea is reduce the number of serious falls at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. They'll come in and put grab rails, which you know you notice is you know the when you go to
hotels
they all have like grab rails there now. And
which is really important.
Well, you know what? It's because, you know, if somebody falls in the shower, that's automatic.
Well, my mother had
a lawsuit.
Well, my mother slipped and fell and didn't have a bar to get up in Italy.
Yeah.
Because they don't think about those things as much, you know, and hit her head and started her trip with an emergency hospital visit in Rome.
Yep. And which, by the way, didn't cost anything or, you know, or very little, but then got back on the ship. And when the doctor there looked at it, hit her with $1,000 bill.
Or more.
Anyway, that's got nothing to do with this. But the whole idea is to prevent these falls. So give them a call at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones, town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens. The Casa 1910. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
You know, I wanted to bring back, hey, welcome back to KCNR. Carl and Linda Bott. The last time I was in my morning show chair was in Las Vegas at the South Point Hotel. And, you know, Carl, here's the difference between the two of us. Carl is the Mustang Marine, constantly go, go, go. And would you call me like a quarter horse?
No, you're the thoroughbred that puts it all out for that one race, and then we have to rest you.
Yeah.
We have to rest you afterwards.
It's true. I don't know how to do it any other way. I just don't. You know, and what I'm learning, because you're never too old to learn this, is that, you know, people just, you know, they come into this world a certain way.
Yeah.
What we realize is with our animals is that our animals are the innocent ones. It's the people coming, you know, that's what you love about babies and puppies is that they're so innocent. They come in, they're fresh. And then
they smell good.
And they grow. Remember the puppy lick? I mean, that's magical. And baby's breath. There's something about it. But anyway, so then they grow up and it's just you're conditioned. Your family, maybe, you know, how you're treated in school or certain habits that you acquire or, how you look at the world. This is what we saw with COVID and what we've seen now with people in the internet and their nastiness and how people could look at two different things. You could, it's just like, it's a form of art. You could look at two different things at a picture and someone seeing, wow, isn't that a beautiful color? And did you see the sunset? And the other person saying, that is so gross. And you're like, how could you, you know, this is kind of, that's just an analogy of what we experience with, well, like say, hypothetically, the art of rodeo, the athleticism of the athlete on the animal and the animal and how they're treated. And people, there are certain people who just have acquired a bad taste towards it, and that yet we are in the inside and see the work that goes around also cultivating, you know, safety and honor and integrity and respect. And I called in Monday to the show, and we, you and I both talked about our, like, what are your top three giveaway or takeaways? You know, we talk about that in life anyway. What was your takeaway from a conversation, from a dinner party or whatever we did? And the number one thing that I called in on Monday, always en route out to the horse, was that, there's a cowboy code. And I remember a long time ago, and the reason I talk about that cowboy code, you need to look it up, the Lone Ranger. And I'll tell you why, because one time before I met you, and where I met you at one of these events in LA called the Golden Boot Awards, the guy who was the original Lone Ranger, I think, wrote the cowboy code because I went to a function that he was at, you know, without his mask. And it was, I felt like, wow, I'm in this room with this legend. And the lady that used to bring me to this event that I would volunteer and work with was Joanne Reeves. God bless her heart.
It was Gene Autry who wrote that.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it was the guy who was the guy who played Lone Ranger?
Well, it's Clayton Moore, but the one you see, the one I found that comes up, is from Gene Autry.
Well, let's look at Clayton Moore, too. Look him
anyway,
up, because,
well,
yeah.
Anyway, but the code includes he must never go back on his word or trust confided in him. He must always tell the truth. He must be gentle with children, the elderly, and animals.
Yeah.
He must not advocate or possess racially or religiously intolerant ideas. Help people in distress. Be a good worker. Keep himself clean in thought, speech, action, and personal habits. Respect women, parents, and his nation's law. And the cowboy is a patriot.
I love that. And that's what we saw and felt and witnessed and drank in for a week at the NFR. And let me tell you something, how refreshing that is. That's kind of what I grew up with, you know. You know, my dad was a handshake guy, you know, Korean War veteran. Handshake guy. Hard worker, you know, worked at Aerojet for what, how many years? 32 years. Got home at 5, was a family man. You know, there's a code of conduct. And was cowboy in certain ways. And you grew up with that too.
Well, one of the things, Cody Johnson was the keynote speaker, and he talked about the Western ways. And he said, just because, you know, we must welcome people who just wear a cowboy hat and cowboy boots. They don't work on ranches. They don't have horses. They've never done anything like that. But you welcome them into the lifestyle. You must be open to that because they obviously are attracted to this kind of, mystique.
Hey, so. Ben, because, you know, you're a fashionista. I don't know if it's a fashionista for men or it's a fashion Easter. I don't know. But, you know, I always talk about Ben's got style. He's got some swagger going on. While we were there, if one of the cowboys in the daytime, they didn't take their boots, they had on a baseball cap and they had on one of those shoes. They're all over the place for sale. They're not boots. They're
like, I don't know, Super Extras or something. They're
slip-ons. Ghoulers, something like that.
They're slip-ons. And when they were, if they had long, cowboy hats, cowboy, you know, their belt buckles and these shoes. I don't know. But
yeah, anyway. So the way that the cowboy way is to invite, like you could have, and I think you do on many levels, as we've got to know you, you've got what they do with the cowboy code. You have that. You're honest. You have integrity. You show up. You do a job. You look people in the eye. I love that about you. Look people in the eye. I don't care how old they are, what their age or what their rank is. You shake their hand, look them in the eye. And I think that says a lot about how you were raised and how you feel about yourself. You know, it means a lot because, you know, we were talking about the cowboy code could be for all, it's all inclusive in the code. In fact, we should print that, stick that right up here on our station wall because I think every day it's a reminder.
Yeah. And speaking of how people can look at different things, USA Today had an article and it was a slap at the GOP candidates fighting against fentanyl. Native American communities tell GOP candidates their promises aren't enough. Well, and what it essentially goes down to is the candidates have said, hey, we're going to close the border down and we're going to try and get our arms around this fentanyl problem. And the Native Americans that they interviewed in this say it, but it's got to be NOR. We don't have to decide whether we're going to have a strong border and law enforcement or whether we're going to fund, for example, very innovative drug addiction treatment programs in Indian country. Why is this? And the synthetic deaths from fentanyl and other synthetic opioids have exploded among Native Americans from 1.2 deaths per 100,000 in 2013 to 33, almost 34 people per 100,000 in 2021. The opioid overdose deaths are well above the national average. Well, they're saying is that, well, you know, the GOP needs to look at this. But we have President Biden, who's president right now, and the article didn't mention anything about what President Biden could do as president. He's president, and the Senate is Democrat. I mean, it seems to me this is not a one party problem. This is a American problem. This is a USA problem. And if the fentanyl overdoses and deaths, you know, 26,000 pounds seized last year, it could have been 26 tons coming across there that could have seized if we could have, you know, controlled the border. But the bottom line is this, the Native American nations have a big problem with this. Then why isn't the government right now reaching in and pushing that? You know, starting these programs, I realize USA Today is a Democrat paper and all that.
I don't know, but here's the thing. Fentanyl is not a Republican or a Democrat issue.
No.
It's a human condition that people are addicted to certain kinds of medications or certain pills or any kind of thing to make them high. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Even people I'm, you know, strangely surprised by that, you know, will do instead of a cocktail, they'll do a gummy on a weekend. Okay, whatever.
Well, I just saw another article that kids in a school were evacuated to a hospital because of fentanyl-laced candy that they got their hands on. This is a horrible problem we're facing right here in the United States. It's not a Republican problem. But you've got a president, and they've said from the National Indian Health Board, said that the Indian Health Service was underfunded by $51 billion. Now, there's something wrong there. And you know, this should be addressed by the administration, not people who are running for office. That's what I'm saying. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about homing pigeons, raising pigeons.
Oh, I love this one.
I love this segment. We had it a few years ago, and they're back again.
Okay. It's going to blow your mind. Hang in there.
We'll be right back.
Sugar man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Hawes Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Hawes Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Hawes Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichawsfarms.com or simply head out to Hawes Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Hawes.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Good morning. Yes, Ben is at the helm. Good morning, Mr. Producer.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's about 47 degrees out there.
National Woo! Guard Day, Hot Cocoa Day, and what was the third one?
The day after Ben's birthday. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank, locally run, local board of directors, community-oriented. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 17 years ago. They're a sponsor for many local organizations and events. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and one in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Hey, we're here. It's been a couple years since they were here before, but Ron Schmidt and Scott Hepburn. And they're here from the what is the name of your group?
Our local club is the Shasta Racing Pigeon Club.
Racing pigeons. Okay. Those are homing pigeons.
They're
right?
Homing pigeons, yeah. But they actually race. They're more than just homing pigeons. They fly home extremely fast. Anywhere from 40 to 70 miles per hour.
Okay, so tell us the difference between, physiologically, between the racing pigeon and then the pigeons you kind of see wandering around town finding trash.
Well, they're both part of the same species, but the racing pigeon goes back to Egyptian times where they've been bred for speed, for homing ability. They can home from, they've had up to 1,000-mile races. But they can fly the 600-mile race in one day, which is amazing. I'm still...
Think about that. That's like a jet.
I can't drive 600 miles
in
one day.
My daughter lives in Los Angeles, and when I drive from L.A. to Reading, I am always glad to get home, but along the way, I'm going, wow.
Right.
These birds are flying this at a time that is less than we take. So
and they're
amazing.
Bred for it. So when you think about it, they need it. They want it, right?
They said that the racing pigeon or the pigeon actually flies for pleasure. We all have our lofts. Pens are called lofts. And when you let them out, they just enjoy to go out and fly. They stay in shape. But when you start training them for the races, mm-hmm. you're taking them a little farther each time. When you get up to close to 200 miles, that's the first race that we have locally. And we're in a combine, they call it, with Chico, Red Bluff, Redding, and we have our own trailer. In fact, we were in the Veterans Day Parade in Shasta Lake City, and we had our trailer there.
Yes.
It was all decorated.
Yeah,
we saw it.
Yes,
we were the announcers.
Right,
that's
one
right.
Of the announcers. So, Ron, you brought with Ron and Scott, you brought with us, with you today, a pigeon named Pretty Girl.
I did.
And you were saying before you came on the air that she just flew. Can you share with our listeners at the base of?
Yeah, she was a younger bird last year. It was last season, which we call our old bird season between March and May. And in May last year, she flew 435 miles from the base of what they call the grapevine,
right.
the ridge route. And she made it in good time. She didn't win the race, but she made it in decent time. She's very pretty. She's about three-fourths white.
Mm.
She's a white, so you can spot her in a flock really easily.
So I guess the question I would have is that when they're babies and you get these pigeons, Do they when you like homing, like I just looked at the Pigeon Union, the UA offers the most prestigious national awards, and there was this whole thing about the pigeon people, and I'm just like, you're in a different category than that. And but my question goes back to, we can talk about that, is when they're babies, are they born that they just have this radar where they want to come back? They fly and they come back?
The innate ability from the day they're born.
Yeah,
right.
It is innate. In fact, Scott Hepburn is with me here, too, and he's had pigeons since the 1940s.
Man.
Do you want to answer that one?
So yes, put your face in front of that microphone. There you go. That's what I was doing.
That was when I was going like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Good morning, Scott.
We actually take advantage of that homing instinct in something called a one-loft race. Pigeon flyers from many areas will send their young birds to a single loft and pay a certain amount, a couple hundred dollars, for something called a perch fee. And that person that manages that loft might have 1,000 birds, might have 10,000 birds. There's one in South Africa that's 10,000 or more. But and it's quite costly to get
a bird into that loft. Perch fee for 10,000 is a lot.
Well, 10,000 birds.
10,000
birds.
Yeah, but I meant like 10,000 birds.
At 200 bucks. Right.
Go ahead. So South Africa. Okay, continue.
And that's so-called one-loft race sends those birds out in trailers to be released 200, 300, 400, 500 miles. And because that's where that bird got its maturity, that's its home loft. His loft, that bird's loft in the United States is forgotten.
So almost like a home base,
home base. And we have many one loft races in California as well. In fact, I had one compete in San Diego just recently. And in the race, my bird was one of several in the so-called first drop. Pigeons are homing, but they're also flocking critters. They like to be in a flock.
Right.
So it's rare that a pigeon will break free of all the flock.
Okay.
And come in alone. Now, that bird, in our view, is a gem. When you get a bird that consistently breaks from the flock, comes in early, that's a racer.
All right.
Now, we have, and that does happen. They stay together for, usually on most races, maybe 100 miles. And then if you can't keep up, you get left behind. And the birds start spreading out and spreading out. But getting back to your question, too, why and how do they navigate? How do they find? And we really don't know completely. Several universities have been doing some in-depth studies. One is Cornell University. And they find that the pigeon uses many different senses to navigate and to orientate. And they have like a magnetic in their head that allows them to sort of see magnetic north. They have tremendous hearing. They can hear infrasounds. So like in Reading, when they go up in circle, they can probably hear the waves beating at the coast. They have tremendous eyesight. They can see little tiny specks. In fact, they've been used in rescue missions at sea, and they put them in a capsule below the plane because the pigeon doesn't get distracted. If he sees something floating in the ocean down below, they've taught him to, you know, peck at something to get feed, and they've saved a lot of people. The pigeon is also in warfare.
I never heard of the one about finding people in the ocean.
You know, you think that God makes creatures. Where did why you know why did God make pigeon? So I'm so enthralled with, go on with some of the findings.
Of course, you know, as when Noah sent out the dove, that was probably a pigeon, and it found its way back to the ark. But the pigeons have been used in that, and pigeons were used extensively in warfare during World War I, World War II, primarily World War I, because there wasn't as many good communication devices, and pigeons from World War I. There's a few that they're still stuffed after they died. And in the Smithsonian Institute, they received the Congressional Medal of Honor for saving hundreds of troops, even after a lot of them were shot. You know, because the enemy lines, the Germans in particular, knew that that information was coming back, and they would try to shoot down the pigeons. But many, several, like Cheremy, a famous pigeon, actually made 25 miles in 26 minutes and saved the whole battalion.
Thus the Veterans Day Parade. Now you can see the association.
Of course.
Well, I know you probably knew that, but for me and for our listeners, this is amazing. I mean, that's just a word that this is very trivial compared to what you just said, but it's inspiring, awe-inspiring.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones' town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Today is the 13th of December, 7:49 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. And we are here with Ron Schmidt and Scott Hepburn. And they race
and pretty girls.
Pretty girls here too, but and
she's resting.
She's resting.
She can't talk.
Yeah, she can't talk right now. But we were talking about the difference between the pigeon you see flying around here in town and a racing pigeon. And what is it? What's the biggest?
Well, those pigeons, there are pigeons. They're the same species. But it's like the difference between an old plug horse and a thoroughbred.
Yeah.
In fact, the racing pigeon has been called a thoroughbreds of the sky. And they've been bred for speed, for stamina. We call them commies, the common pigeon around town cannot even hardly compare to them. They can't keep up with them on speed or intelligence. In fact, the racing pigeon is tremendously intelligent. Time magazine had an article a couple years ago on comparing different animals, and they found that the racing pigeon may be smarter than even dolphins and apes, because the racing pigeon they were using could pick out its owner in a photograph of 20 or 30 people. 100% of the time.
I have seen that.
Well,
that
did.
Little
okay.
factoid before that the plus the fact that, like you said, you can release them from 600 miles away and they find their way home. Now, this, okay, that's kind of cool, but there's a lot of money involved in different aspects of racing pigeons.
Well, there is our local club. We basically fly for trophies and diplomas.
Right.
There's money involved in feed and, you know, gas money to get them down the road.
And perch fees.
Well, as Scott was saying, there is the money aspect of it also. If you raise a young bird in, you know, say at 30 days old, it hasn't oriented to its own, you know, loft yet. You send it to another location, and some people, as a job, will run these one-loft races, as Scott was saying. And then there's a money aspect. And as Scott was saying, too, the ones that are the big ones, there's one called the Hoosier Race in Indiana. It pays out about $1.5 million.
That's what I was talking about. I remember that from last time, that you could have $100,000 birds.
It's like
there.
The Kentucky Derby of birds.
Well, let me give you an example. 2 years ago, there's in Europe, racing pigeons are very big in Europe.
Right.
And they have a Barcelona race, and the winner of the Barcelona race, which, you know, about 20 to 30,000 birds are released, and they go to from Germany all the way to Ireland, and that bird sold at auction for $1.9 million.
Now, have your Reading chapter, have you guys ever gone to Barcelona as a group and, like, entered your pigeons?
Can you? But could you? Because your pigeons are, aren't they locked in?
Why not?
We could. And
what a dream.
But it's, we do have members that have actually had taken trips to Belgium. Belgium is a real hot spot, and Netherlands and Germany. I mean, it's pigeon racing. Over here, a lot of people, you do what? Well, over there, you know, the normal people, they know what pigeon racing is.
But if your pigeon is locked into their loft, can they be trained to go to another
loft?
That's
the question I had, too. Yes.
How do you do that?
It's hard. You call resettling.
Now, resettling.
If I have a bird, like Pretty Girl here, she homes to my loft.
She's your baby.
And it would be really hard to change and give her to somebody else, especially if my loft was still there. But you can do it. And the military, they actually had trained birds because there is a pigeon corps in the military. They have trained birds to go two different directions, to two different lofts.
Okay.
And because they would be moving that loft, like if you're in battle, you know, you would want to follow your troops. And they were able to move the loft, say, 5-10 miles a day, and those pigeons were taught to find that loft. And I don't know how they did it.
Wow,
I wasn't part of that, but they did.
That's a book I want to read, The Pigeon Unit. Wow.
Well, part of the Signal Corps, actually. Fort Monmouth, New Jersey was their location.
That's a whole interesting art.
Yeah, the Signal Corps. Yeah, because it just makes sense that they're passing, they're communicating. And then you see an old movie, or you see in movies where they're sending pigeons out and, back in you know, armor times in fact, in the 1600s.
Two things. I should probably mention, if you, it was last week, you know, with the Israeli Hamas crisis, the front page of the Record Searchlight had a pigeon release because they, the local Israeli pigeon club released a release, and I don't know the designated area, with the same number of pigeons as hostages that were being held. And it was a huge, it was like a fourth of the Reading Record Searchlight paper.
Wow.
And that was the president of the Israeli Pigeon Club doing that release as a symbol.
Okay, so how do people are going, well, you know what, that sounds like it's pretty cool. And, I mean, it's not like you have to be, you know, shoveling horse manure or all this stuff with the pigeon. Well, I'm sure pigeon, you know, anyway. How do people get involved with this? Scott?
Well, go ahead, Scott.
We do some advertising. Just this is a form of advertising for us.
Uh-huh.
And we spread the word. And we're often contacted after such opportunities.
Right.
And when that happens, we invite them in to a meeting, to our lofts, watch how we manage our lofts. And so it's a awesome word of mouth type
right.
of thing.
But you do have a Facebook page.
Yes.
And so let's share the Facebook page because people can look it up and maybe like it and, you know, be involved in in that kind of information. And that would be?
Shasta Racing Pigeon Club. If you Google Shasta Racing Pigeon Club, you will get to Facebook. It will come up, and then you just click on the Facebook page, and you will go right to the page. You don't have to be a member of the Facebook to do that. So that would be one area. You could also just Google Racing Pigeons or put in the website pigeon.org, and that will take you to the national site. And the site has information, and I think Linda done that and brought that. So that too. And but once you contact us, if you go to the Facebook page, you will have some phone numbers to call. And one of them would be me, and Scott might be one of the other ones. And we will talk to you. In fact, we just recently had a couple that had moved here from another area that had pigeons, racing pigeons before. And that's the way they found us. And then we can get with them. Like Scott just said, invite to a meeting or go out and see their loft or have them come over to our loft. And then, and we're very generous on giving some really good youngsters to new flyers.
That's what I wanted to ask you. And finally, a question that I have that's been, you know, tapping at my brain is, we're in such a fast world that we live in with everything electronic. And do you get younger people? And how do you go out and get younger people who, because this is an art of, you know, kind of being with the flow of nature. It's not fast paced. It's fast paced with the birds at their speed. But so what are you doing to recruit a younger generation that's going to be able to get the knowledge that you have to pass it on?
Another member and myself spent quite a bit of time in the Igo Ono area, because that's where he lived, and he had children going to the schools out there. And the kids got so enthusiastic about the pigeons that they asked us to construct a loft at the school. So the school had their own little pigeon loft. And that was a neat way to connect with a lot of kids. And even today, every once in a while, I'll run across somebody in the mall that was part of that experience. And while in the service, I happened to be stationed, most of my Korean experience was in Hawaii. Terrible assignment. And they had a very active racing pigeon club there. And the gentleman, Clarence Wong, was my main contact there. And they they race over water in that area. And at that time, they were introducing pigeons to night flying.
Mm-hmm.
And the homing pigeon can be trained to fly at night. And one advantage is flying over water, there are no buildings to fly into. So the Army actually had night flying racing homing pigeons.
Well, we have to run.
Oh my
we
gosh,
have run out of time.
We need to come back. We need to have a whole hour.
Because we didn't even get into the fact that when they come back and, you know, they've got little transmitters on their legs. That's where you know they make it back.
Oh,
and then
there
your pigeon comes down and he sits outside and looks in and, you know, minutes.
Yeah, it's all digital now and with GPS readings. And what I'd like to talk about if we come next time is a lot of veterans are actually, you know, current veterans are getting into the pigeons because of post, you know, with the PTSD.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because it's a very common.
Calming, peaceful, yes.
Pigeons are very calming. And
well, look, we're going to bring you back. We've just run out of time.
We should
we're
have
back
him on
for
man
overtime.
Up.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having us.
You can get him on Facebook, and it's the
Shasta Racing Pigeon Club.
There you go. All right. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Dig into his foreign business affairs. Subpoenaed for closed-door testimony today, Hunter Biden is slamming Republican investigators while insisting that he will only testify in a public setting. This opens the door to possible contempt of Congress proceedings against Hunter Biden. Now to the Supreme Court, where the justices have agreed to wade into a dispute over a commonly used abortion drug.
It's the court's first abortion case since it overturned Roe v. Wade last year. The justices say they'll hear appeals from the Biden administration and the New York-based maker of the drug Mifepristone. They're asking the court to reverse an appellate ruling that would cut off access to the drug through the mail and impose other restrictions, even in states where abortion remains legal.
Correspondent Jeremy House says the Supreme Court will also review the filing of obstruction charges against hundreds of U.S. Capitol riot defendants, including former President Trump. The justices will take up an appellate court ruling that revised the charge against three defendants accused of obstructing an official proceeding. As it pursues its drive to crush Hamas, Israel faces growing pressure to agree to another humanitarian ceasefire. The UN General Assembly is demanding a truce. It has passed a non-binding resolution to that effect, and that, says Israel's UN ambassador, is unacceptable to the Jewish state. As the fighting in Gaza rages, Israeli media reports an ambush has left at least seven Israeli soldiers dead. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 15 points, the Nasdaq ahead 45 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
A U.S. official says a couple of missiles fired from territory held by Yemen's Houthi rebels barely missed a commercial tanker.
The official says an American warship shot down a suspected Houthi drone flying in its direction during the incident, but that no one was hurt in the attack. The ship that was targeted, the oil and chemical tanker Marshall Islands flag Ardmore Encounter, was traveling north toward the Suez Canal in the Red Sea. The Houthis have not immediately acknowledged the attack. The assault further internationalizes a campaign that potentially imperils cargo and energy shipments coming through the canal and further widens the international impact of the Israel-Hamas war raging in the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles Villatesma.
A powerful bomb blast in Greece has damaged a commercial apartment block housing stores and businesses southwest of Athens. Police confirm the nighttime explosion was caused by a bomb. There were no injuries, but the blast caused extensive damage. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Russian man who took a flight from Denmark to L.A. without a passport or a ticket told authorities he can't remember how he got through security.
Sergei Vladimirovich Ochigava arrived at Los Angeles International Airport on November 4th via Scandinavian Airlines Flight 931 from Copenhagen and couldn't produce a passport. Officials say a U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer could not find Ochigava on a flight manifest or any other incoming international flights. He's pleaded not guilty to a charge of being a stowaway on an aircraft. Keith Peters reporting.
Tesla recalling more than 2 million vehicles across its model lineup to fix a defective system. It's supposed to ensure that drivers are paying attention when they use autopilot. The recall comes after a two-year investigation by federal auto safety regulators into a series of crashes. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebot. Today, the 13th of December, and 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's at the helm, and it's a happy birthday day after. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, welcome.
So and sweet. Linda's thank you. We had toy drop-offs.
Yay!
Yeah,
yay.
We do have toys for tots, and I know a lot of people
and
are collecting
people are
toys.
People filling up
yeah,
our...
Yeah, thank you so fun. Much.
Yeah, yeah thank
really
you.
Really appreciate it. Hey, you know
and
what?
That was part of the group that have the helicopter, the Northern California Historical.
Yeah, and
group.
You know what? If you weren't inspired by the two guys that were just here talking about the Shasta...
Pigeon racing,
and I'm going on Facebook because I want to like their page and get filled in, and we're going to do a whole hour on them because that was uplifting and fascinating and informative.
We didn't even get into how they're in the digital world and how it's used and they talked about that $1.4 million race back in Indiana, but you go over into Europe and into the Middle East.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's some big money, and he said one of those pigeons was sold for $1.2 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about
that. I learned a lot of terminology when it comes to their loft and certain things like that. Anyway, let's go to the weather. 50 degrees. If you look outside, you are going to be experiencing just a beautiful day. So hopefully you can wrap your brain around it and know that, hey, blessed to be alive. Sunny with a high near 64 today, mostly cloudy tonight with our overnight lows of 41. Beautiful skies again tomorrow, partly sunny with our temperatures around 62, overnight lows of 42. Friday calls for partly sunny once again with our beautiful skies. Again, when we look at those days, they're absolutely exquisite. 64, overnight lows of 43. Now, Saturday, calling for this weekend, it says mostly sunny, then a slight chance of showers. And as we have looked through the week, it's gone from 40 to 30. Now it's 10% chance of showers. After 4 on Saturday night, we're still putting the pads out. So, and the fire pit's going to be going on Saturday night. So, bring your brave on. Saturday night, chance of showers again after, we talked about that after 10. And, Saturday will be 45 overnight lows. And then again, Sunday, we do have a chance of rain. It looks like that is going to be going up as far as a percentage. But, you know, it's weather. So it changes. You know, we may predict it and put it out there with the National Weather Service today. And it could be completely different this weekend. But this weekend at this point is calling for chance of rain with a high of 58 on Sunday. There's the weather, and that's always brought to you by our friends in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane, the Kinney family, always doing angel work. Can I get my tongue there?
No.
365-3793.
Discounts for seniors and veterans.
That's it.
All that stuff. And, you know, the similarities between weathermen and radio personalities? We get paid whether we're right or wrong. So, there we go. What?
You know, it's so funny when you're right.
It's good.
We're here with Jake Mangus from the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and he brought with him Lisa.
Always game.
Hoffman. And from Shasta College, and it's about the, and we're going to be talking about that, but Jake, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to both of you, all three of you. It's great to be here for the Chamber Hour. I want to get this out of the way quick and say that you've got a couple of young listeners at my house right now. Kobe and Sienna are listening. So I just
hi, Kobe
say
and Sienna.
Hi to them. So it's good stuff. Wanted to.
So glad you're there, whatever, uncle, cousin, whoever, you said a couple young, young listeners, so.
Yep, those are my kids. For
all right.
Sure.
Aww. Yeah. Well, we love your dad. He's a great guy. He always lightens the room when he comes in. So know that we always appreciate your dad, Jake, on our show in the morning.
And then the next thing that I want to cover is that if you haven't done so yet, everyone out there, not just Kobe and Cece, but also get on the Reading Chamber of Commerce social media and sign up for the labor law update, which is coming up at 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, yeah. We have signed up for that, and we've got one of our people, Lisa, is going to be paying attention to that.
We have a labor law attorney with us this year, thanks to O2 Employment Services. They have funded it. It's free for all participants. It's digital. It's online only, and it'll be about 2 hours of updates on beautiful California changes for business operations.
How can we help put businesses in California under more pressure and run them out of the state?
Yeah, you
brought
do
to you by the Democrats in
now, come on,
Sacramento.
You know.
Well, wait a minute. What did I say that wasn't true? There wasn't a word I said that wasn't true.
That's true.
Things that make it harder to run your business, and it's brought to you by the Democrats in Sacramento.
Well,
we know who's controlling the state at this point.
All right.
That's true.
All right. So I think we need to calm down a minute and just know that what we need to do is find out whatever we're living here. So we need to find out. All right, if you're living in the state of California, running a small business, or you're running a business, you better know what the law, and the laws do change.
They do change, and they don't tend to get simpler. It's usually more complicated. And in the years past, we've always done this in January, and we thought, why are we telling people what they needed to know like a few weeks before? So this time, getting a little bit more proactive
about it
starting in December. So hopefully we'll see you at 9 o'clock online for that. We have about 200 RSVPs to this point. So, but I digress because we've got a special guest in the studio today.
Lisa Hofman, and she is in charge of the apprenticeship programs. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having
me. What exactly is that, Lisa?
Thank you for your sunshine position today.
Yes, of course. So what exactly is apprenticeship? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
so
what is the apprenticeship program?
Yeah, we're here specifically about our accounting apprenticeship. We termed it ASSET, standing for Accounting Services Employment Training. It's got a fancy logo, as you know, that draws attention. But it's an earn and learn model, a training program for anyone interested in joining the accounting industry, whether you're a student at Shasta College, whether you've taken education elsewhere, whether you're switching industries and interested in getting your feet wet in the accounting industry, or you could be currently employed and just want some additional training. Apprenticeship models offer education and on-the-job training simultaneously. And that's kind of the beauty of the program, is that you don't have to go to school and then find a full-time job. We've created a program that offers you the ability to do both simultaneously and earn a livable wage while doing so.
So you're getting paid to learn.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. Well, Lisa, you know, we've got a couple minutes before we have to take a break.
Okay.
Let's find out how you got into this position. And a little bit about you. Give us some of your history.
Yeah.
I love to find out about people.
Yeah.
What rocks their world.
Okay. Well, I was born and raised in the Bay Area. I attended and graduated from now Cal Poly Humboldt, played basketball there.
Wow.
Met my now husband, who lives in this area. So that's what brought me to the Reading and Shasta County area. From there, I was employed at Shasta College in a variety of roles, worked in career services. And then apprenticeship was kind of a natural progression in my career, and that's where I am today.
Okay.
And I have a one-year-old.
Oh, man.
On top
of it all. Congratulations, all of the above.
Is the one-year-old listening?
Dad did send me a picture of him in the truck.
And when you think about the fact that you played basketball, isn't basketball, especially at the college level, how much that has transferred into your life? Your life now. It's forever.
100%. I was a captain at the age of 19 on a team that had 25, 26-year-olds. So you learn a lot pretty fast. And those transferable skills are super valuable.
Okay. Leadership.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to get an update from Jake on the business climate and all of this, especially with the new laws coming out and, you know, all the things we're reading about the 58 billion? Is that right? The $58 billion
deficit in the state? Yes, things turned really quickly.
Oh, you know, last year we had 27. This year it's double that.
But Shohei Ohtani's playing baseball in California still, so that ought to help.
Well, that should bring up the tax base lot. I mean, who else gets paid? What was it?
$700 million.
$700 million for 10 years, and so he walks out tomorrow in L.A. and he gets mugged. And, you know, the guy kicks him in the knee. So, I mean, there must be guarantees on this. So, anyway, this portion of the show, however, is brought to you by a business, a small business, a local business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And Jeff Wurst has had this, had his company for decades. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's truly from the old school. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it and he guarantees his work. Bring your vehicle, be it truck, car, or RV with those big windshields, in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. More information. And like I said, it's a veteran-owned business. It's a local business. We'll be right back.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones' town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
What you have now, don't count what you don't have.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Linda Bott and Carl Bott.
I want to thank the staff again. It was so beautiful to come in this morning and see that they dug out the Christmas magic and put it all over the studio. It warms my heart, and I think pretty soon, Ben, we could start playing some Christmas music.
Yep.
In and out. So, Ben, and happy belated birthday. Hey, we are very excited this morning. We have our Chamber of Commerce with us today, and we're talking about these special, like a special day that's going to be happening, the asset program as well, along with Lisa Hovman and, of course, our one and only guy here at the helm.
Jake Mays.
Yes, of course. But first we need to do
this portion of the show is brought to you by
Live Read for Four Winds Jewelry. And I want to say that while we were in Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo, I was so complimented so many times by some of the beautiful jewelry that we've gotten through the years. And they've been so generous with us as well, Four Winds Jewelry. They have this beautiful, well, some people would call it pawn jewelry, but it's, you know, the squash blossom necklaces and the beautiful, you know, vintage, turquoise jewelry as well. And if you're looking for something, it is their 30th anniversary, 20% off of everything in the store in December. Four Winds Jewelry located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Both men and women, children, anybody that you want to buy something special for, head on only. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
And we're here with Jake Mangus, of course, the
our man in charge.
CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and Lisa Hoffman, who is the director of the apprenticeship program out at Shasta College. And, Jake, you're going to give us an update on what's happening in
some of our workforce challenges as well.
Yeah, so the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has been out on the leading edge from the chamber perspective on what's going on across the country related to, you know, the major business issues. And one of them that's consistently shown up has been workforce shortage. And it's been workforce participation that's been the biggest issue. There are a lot of reasons for that. But what we heard today in their latest report is that 53% of small businesses agree that there is a worker shortage in their local area. And more than half of the small business owners who searched for talent in 2023 say it's hard to find candidates. So the question that I have for Lisa, and I kind of know the answer, so I'm teeing it up for you. I was going to say it's a softball question, but really it's just a layup for you, I think. And that would be the idea that Shasta College could form an apprenticeship program in a variety of industries. Why accounting clerk apprenticeships?
Thanks, Jake. That was a great question. So essentially, we have another apprenticeship in the forest training sector, and we were receiving feedback with our industry partners that there was a need for accounting technicians. A lot of the time, they're seeing an increase in retirements with upper-level CPAs, upper-level accounting positions, and they were having trouble finding candidates for the entry-level sector. And so we created this program and applied for this grant so that we could essentially create a talent pipeline for local industry members, for local organizations, small and large. It's a training program, and so the goal is to provide entry-level employees that you can, you know, train in your company culture and how you do things in your accounting sector so that they can be successful and get that on-the-job training. Some of the feedback we also received was that it's difficult as someone who has gotten an education in the accounting realm to find employment if you don't have accounting experience. And if you're not given the opportunity to get that hands-on experience in the accounting industry, it's a big challenge, and so that kind of answers your question.
I can say that anyone in business who's tried to find a bookkeeper these days, or someone to help them with their basic accounting, it's been really hard to find those folks. And so whether you're working in a large, public sector or governmental setting, or if you're a small business, mom and pop shop, they are at a premium right now, the accounting clerk position. So can you give the example of the fly shop? I think that's a really great one to share.
Yeah. A short success story here is that we had a student that is currently taking classes at Shasta College. Our local fly shop here was having trouble hiring and retaining an accounting employee. I think they went through 3 or 4 different candidates. Things happened, right? And then they hired our accounting apprentice. Shout out to Jordan Lynch. He's awesome. And he is currently going through the apprenticeship program, handling all of their international travel accounts, which is not an easy thing to do at the international level. Been in the program for about 8 months, working full time while getting his education. And it's been a great success. And he's produced for the fly shop and their organization. And we've received nothing but good feedback about that.
Well, the Mitchellacks are great people to work for too.
Yeah.
The fly shop is a tremendous organization. And like you said, their international travel is huge.
Yep.
The people booking through them. So well, success.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Absolutely. And, so the way that I understand it is there is a waiting list of accounting students at Shasta College looking for employers to take them on. As an employer, you're committing to what, Lisa?
About 18 months and essentially the ability or the capacity to help train an individual as you would with any new employee. There's additional incentives that we partner with the Smart Workforce Center, the Job Training Center in Tehama, and they, if eligible, can reimburse wages to the employer if you hire an apprentice for up to 50% of their wages for the first 3 to 6 months. And so that gives employers, local organizations, a great opportunity to test pilot these new employees, these apprentices, to see how they, catch on to their company culture and the things that they need to do. And so we always like to let employers know that there's opportunity.
That's fantastic. And many times when people – once you're in the organization, people get comfortable. They like, you learn how it works, and then you get hired.
Right. And the beauty of this program is that the apprentice is signing on to 18 months. They're expected to complete this program in 18 months. So you're seeing the commitment from both the apprentice and the employer.
That's fantastic.
Which is essentially going to make a great match.
What other apprentice programs do you have? You talked about the logging, of course.
Yes.
But what other apprentice programs do you
have? There's a bunch out there. Specifically for Shasta College, we have our accounting clerk apprenticeship and our forest training logging operations apprenticeship.
Okay.
Both are state registered with California. So proximity in terms of location isn't necessarily an issue, but we do spend our time and focus here in our district, Shasta,
okay.
Tehama, and
Germany. All right, because you saw an obvious need for the logging technicians,
yes.
But for accountants.
Exactly.
I was curious.
We just found one. We were looking for a bookkeeper.
Yeah.
And a friend had one that used to work for him. Now she's kind of semi-retired, but she came in and has been working out great for us. So.
And you did mention that these are state recognized, and so I think that's important too, that at the end of 18 months, what does a student at the very least leave with?
They leave with a state recognized certificate. And keep in mind, it does not have to be a current student. You could have already graduated and gone through an accounting program. You do not have to graduate from Shasta College. There's a lot of flexibility within these programs. So if
I graduate from another college with an accounting degree, I could come to you and say, hey, I'd like to get in your apprenticeship program?
Correct.
Okay.
We would evaluate what degree you received, if there's any additional classes you might need to take.
Yeah.
But essentially, we play the matchmaker to find you a full-time employment.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Got to take a quick break here. We're here with Jake Mangus, who, of course, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and Lisa Hovman, who's director of the apprenticeship program out there at Shasta College. And this portion the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two separate divisions in the office there, one for insurance and one for financial management. And Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993. There's nothing, there's very few things this lady does not understand about the insurance agency.
And Hank Williams Jr. was at her wedding. So. And,
well, okay, right there. But if you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plan, since, you know, with inflation and all these things are going on, or how about insurance help? I'm constantly hearing about people losing their insurance because of the mess that California, run by the Democrats, has made in the insurance industry. So, but for a second opinion, a free review and evaluation, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chairman Jones from the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my third town hall meeting with special guest Dr. Frank, Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel. Are you ready for the truth about elections? Are you ready for a bombshell? Chair Jones' town hall meeting is free and open to all residents. Saturday, December 16th, 6 p.m. at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. Don't miss this event. Saturday, December 16th at the Red Lion Hotel, 1830 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Hawes Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country covered wagon or the mighty Hawes Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Hawes Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichawsfarms.com or simply head out to Hawes Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Hawes.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Welcome back to our show here at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and the Bot. And we're starting to play Christmas music. I know. It's still, it's 12 shopping days till Christmas. I include Christmas Day, as you all know, because you can still go out and buy some stocking stuffers on Christmas Day.
Linda knows that the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Well, tonight, actually, for the Seroptimus Internet, I get to sing tonight at the Riverview for the Seroptimus Christmas party, which is a great joy with Pat Karch on keyboard and Bruce Kalin on bass and Lou White on sax. And we're going to be bringing out our Christmas tunes tonight, so that'll be great. I love it, love it, love it.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. And it is a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478. And make an appointment that works on your schedule, or you can just drop in. If they have an opening, they're more than happy to give you just a fantastic haircut. And it's not a salon, my friends. It's a barber shop. It's man's last stronghold. Our guests today are Jake Mangus, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce, and Lisa Hovman, who is the director of the apprenticeship program at Shasta College. Their apprenticeship program has two lines in it. One's for the, for logging apprentice that they work with Sierra Pacific. And they've got all types of great equipment, newest equipment out there. And the other one is the one we're talking about, is for accountants. And if you're looking for an accountant, to help you, to assist you in your business, you might want to get a hold of them.
Yeah, so a great way to do that, we have our own website. It's assetprogram.net, so that'll be ASETprogram.net. My contact information is on that website as well. You can also go to Shasta College's main website, search for apprenticeship, search my name directly, and you can find my email and phone number in both of those ways.
Lisa Hovman, Hovman, again, apprenticeship, leading up the apprenticeship program. Something you said in the last segment that, again, I'd like to bring forth, because people sometimes listen in segments. They'll either be in and out, cleaning, in and out, getting ready, going to work, kids are talking, whatever they're doing. I would like you to bring forth one more time, just to reiterate, the 18-month commitment after someone gets out of this program to go while they're going through this program. So could you refresh us one more time and say this again one more time for our listeners?
Yes. So the apprenticeship program, it's an 18-month commitment, both on the apprentice side and the employer side. It's a training program to upskill or reskill an employee or a candidate within the accounting realm. If you're interested in this program, whether you're looking for employment or you're looking to hire, you can always contact me directly. The goal of this program is to create a talent pipeline for our future workforce, for our local organizations, to keep our local talent local and improve the economy in a variety of ways. And then at the end of this program, the apprentice receives a state-recognized certificate to add to their resume and their portfolio.
That's a win-win. And I like how you call it the talent pipeline.
Correct.
Current. Keeping it local.
Yep.
Everything about that's beautiful.
For the Chamber of Commerce, let's switch back over to you.
Yes,
Jake.
Sir.
What are you hearing out there? Besides, we're having problems finding workers. Mm-hmm. But the last survey that you all did, and if I look at national surveys that people are saying, people are not rosy.
Yeah, this is the we have more pessimism out there, or lack of hope for the next 6 months than we've seen in the past. And I think a big reason for that is the intentionally created slowdown by the Fed in controlling interest rates. We've certainly seen the mortgage industry come to a screeching halt. People were refinancing like crazy when the rates were insanely low. And now that people are sitting on these really low rates of 3%, 4-3, maybe even in the twos, they're hesitant to move into that next step up as far as a home would go. and say goodbye to that rate. And their buying power is not what it once was. So as a result, we're seeing the real estate market has slowed. The inventory is historically low. We know that rates, even though we're still looking at 6-7%, and that's historically below average compared to the last few years, it's you know, double or triple what we were seeing. So that's got people a little skittish. I think that we keep hearing that there's going to be a soft landing, and the inflation rate has gotten closer to that 2% mark that the Fed was focused on and trying to get to. We're not quite there yet. The stock market overall seems to be holding steady at around 36,000, which is near its all-time high. So it is kind of an interesting study. It doesn't feel like the Great Recession time, when anyone with a pulse and a Social Security number was getting a loan.
Right.
So it's not,
it's true.
You know, it's just, it's not that same way. But it is, it is different than it's been over the last few years. I think that thankfully we've had an infusion in Redding of funding from the state of California for a lot of projects that have continued to move forward, though sluggish. You know, whether it's Lisa's building, the Shasta College Community Leadership Center building,
yep.
Or across the street where we've got this this bike depot that the McConnell Foundation has been trying to finish, and it's a really nice project, and we want to see that reach its finish line. The courthouse is sitting there unoccupied and seems like it should be ready to go, and we keep hearing rumors as to what the slowdown is all about, but we have a lot of things that are still moving forward. Look at, like, you know, Panera Open, that happened with a lot of fanfare. All of the energy around the Costco interchange. We are a growing city. We do have a lot of new housing starts in spite of what I started this soliloquy with. But D.R. Horton has mentioned to us that they are able to, in a sense, be
builders,
their,
DR, the builders.
Yeah, the builders, mm-hmm. D.R. Horton, they're able to be their own bank. And so there are rate buy-down opportunities that have made all the difference in moving those homes. At the chamber, final note, I guess, and then I'll stop for a question, is that we've had people come in the office that are looking to relocate in Redding. One example, a couple from Galt down south of Sacramento. They both work in the public sector, and they have their eye on Redding as a place to retire. And I mentioned some of the homes, you know, like at Salt Creek or out at Shastina Ranch near the airport, and what the price points are. And when I said $700,000 might be the higher end of these new homes and maybe 2,700
wow.
square feet
mm-hmm.
or something, they said, well, that's about what we're looking for. You know, so there are these equity mm-hmm. refugees that mm-hmm. still are out there thinking about
equity refugees.
You know, moving into Redding, maybe not taking on a mortgage, but buying a home with cash, which mm-hmm. is good for real estate movement, but not necessarily for the mortgage industry if people aren't borrowing.
But you can come in and pay cash for a house, and you still got a $2,000 a month
yeah.
mortgage with
yep.
with if you're outside of town, with PG&E and insurance.
Yep.
And
yeah, the homeowner's insurance has been such a tough
yeah,
thing right
and
now.
And that's what realtors are finding too. People want to pay cash and figuring, okay, hey, you know what?
We're
going to pay cash
that.
And that's it. No, you've got another yeah. $15,000 to $2,000
yeah.
a month.
Our family got hit with an 81% increase in our homeowner's expense. Yeah.
We're talking about the fact that at one time we were looking for property out in Palo Cedro because we have a horse, and we thought, all right, that was a year ago. Within the year, things have drastically changed. There's property for sale everywhere out there because of what you were talking about, Carl, the
insurance
for the fire, and people not being able to get insurance, et cetera. So, you know, it's right here in our own, very own, it's affecting everybody in California.
Yes. Empire.
We love it.
It's Empire. I walk by every day, and they wave at us.
They take a walk, and they do their morning prayers, and it's very important.
Let's take a quick
break.
Good
for them.
I want to remind everybody that this Saturday at noon, they are laying the wreaths for a holiday for heroes, Reese, out at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. It starts at noon. But for this week and from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, they're prepping the wreaths, you know, taking them out and getting them ready, putting new ribbons on them and stuff. And if you want to go out and help, but for sure, go out there on Saturday, December 16th at 12 noon and help put the wreaths out on the grave sites. It's a beautiful thing. It's honoring those who have served our country. And then on January 3rd, starting at 9 o'clock, they start picking them up, and they'll be there till they're finished. Yeah.
Just before we hit the break, I wanted to say, before we get to the end of the year, I want to thank you guys for having the chamber on each month for this chamber hour in 2023. The next one won't be until 2024, but it has been wonderful for us and to be able to share the news on exciting programs like the Asset Program of Shasta College. I'm going to be taking off today early because I got to get back for our labor law update at 9 o'clock. But I wanted to thank Lisa for joining me again and you guys as well. So thank you so much.
And by the way, this is underwritten by Shasta Regional Medical Center. The hour each day or each time you're on, and it's Shasta Regional Medical Center which underwrites it, so we can do this.
Yep.
And I tell everybody to put tops on their coffee, right, and water, and I insist on it. So I have a top on mine, and I just managed to knock my coffee into my computer, and Linda is now trying to dry it out.
Well, you should see the teamwork going on.
The teamwork's going on right now.
I can see on
the YouTube, is it YouTube channel that we have over here live right now, where people might be seeing this effort that is going on at this moment. We're going to go live to our sideline reporter, Lisa Hovman, for the latest. Lisa, what are you seeing over there on the keyboard?
I'm seeing great teamwork here, Jake. Yeah. We've got Carl here. He's holding his computer, draining it out. We've got napkins going on the side.
Shall I this go into
is,
break?
This is called small business at its finest right here. Whatever it takes.
And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back right after we dry out the computer.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the woods.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Reading, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the coffee stain studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You know what, Bill? We kept moving and to try and get the coffee off the computer. It seems to be working and soaked up and everything. So thank
well,
you very
really
much,
just
Linda.
Had, you know,
it just splattered on the top.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
well,
it poured
over
on
the
it
top.
Over
the top. Yeah. And that happened when
and
I
that's
can,
with the top on it.
Well, yeah, that's the top on it, but you have the little place that you can, you know, your sippy hole.
Yeah.
And that happened. I had a bottled water with just a little tiny, you know, the top, the screw top was off. And I hit it, and it went on to my Mac. Now, you know, a ProBook Mac isn't cheap. I went over, when I was at Costco the other day, I was looking to see how much they cost, you know, because this is I have a refurbished, but I think it's kind of like, I don't even know how old it is now. Anyway, if you're listening, I'm going to take the first caller right now at 605, well, 530, you always have to dial that now, the prefix, 530-605-4567. Ben's standing by. I'm going to give two tickets away to the Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. And, folks, what's great about these golden tickets, they're good till January 7th. They're good for any night. Any night. Any time, any night. You know, Wednesday through Sunday, of course. So two tickets to Reading Garden of Lights, there the phones go, because you know that these are the golden tickets. Not everybody gets these, and you can't even buy them. They're given out, especially in the beginning stages. So congratulations on that. And, Ben, do take their number and their phone and their name, and we'll announce the winner in just a minute.
Congratulations. Yep.
I'm going to start giving those away every day because
we've got
everybody
some
needs
we just
to
got
go.
Some more.
Yeah.
In
fact, I'm feeling generous.
Uh-oh. Okay.
The next caller, two more tickets, 530-605-4567. Poor Ben, our young producer, standing by with the second caller, Ben. I'm pouring it on you, buddy. You're 18 now, so you got a deal.
Yeah, suck it up.
Two tickets, two more Turtle Bay tickets. That are good all the way to January 7th. Good for any night, any time. These are golden. All right, so give us a call.
So we've already given away one set.
One.
So
yep.
The next caller yep. will get a second set.
Right.
Of those tickets.
There we go.
Here they're coming.
So, yeah. People have to pull over. They're like, okay, 530-605-4567. We've already had the two calls, so I'm sure that that's it. But, you know, we'll be giving these away now until we have a few more to give away throughout the next 3 or 4 days. So be tuning in.
Yep. And it goes to January, I believe January 4th.
No, January 7th.
January 7th. Okay. You're right. Gosh, other things. People are still calling. I'm sorry, but we just gave away the two sets. But, you know what? Use them in good health.
Yeah,
and use
absolutely.
Them and have a good time because we just totally enjoyed that.
And we're going to go a couple more times. I think we're going to go New Year's Eve.
I tell you where else we're going to go.
I don't think these are good for New Year's Eve, but we're going to probably go at 5 o'clock for the New Year's
Eve. We're going to go out to Hawes Farm. And their Christmas thing that they've got going. And they're supposed to be bringing us over some tickets, too. But that Hawes Farm Christmas. So
here's the winners.
Just
Bonnie.
First names.
Bonnie, you are come by to the station, 1326 Market Street, because these are heart tickets. And Leanne, congratulations, you're winner number two, Leanne. So come by the station for your two tickets and enjoy a beautiful night at Turtle Bay, a Garden of Lights. It is fantastic.
Okay, here's the question. You remember the movie Die Hard?
Oh, yeah.
Is it a Christmas movie or is it not a Christmas movie? It's returning to the theaters nationwide to celebrate its 35th anniversary.
Yeah.
Of course, Bruce Willis, unfortunately, is suffering from a prefrontal lobe dementia and he's out of the spotlight now, but his family gives regular updates on how he's doing. But all these people are saying it's a Christmas movie. Bruce Willis said, I don't think it's a Christmas movie.
Well,
but everybody else thinks it's a Christmas movie.
It takes place during Christmas.
Yep.
You know, so technically, I mean, if they're not saying Merry Christmas, but the gift is that he reunites with his wife, I think. You know, and he saves the day, and so there's a lot of positivity and I would like to see that movie again. We've probably seen it how many times, but it's like anything else, Carl. You may drive through the same hamburger stand and one day it just it's especially yummy and you can't figure out why, but it's maybe your body, your state of mind, your how you're looking at the world that day. And that's why sometimes when you see a movie for the fourth or the fifth time or you go somewhere for the fourth or the fifth time, it has a different meaning. You see something different that you never saw.
I stopped by Bartell's Giant Burger with Jim Hackett, Harker, after he was here at the Marine Corps Ball because he wanted to get something to eat. And so we stopped and he said, I ate here one time when I was up visiting. And so we went by Bartell's Giant Burger and it was great.
Great.
It was really good. Yeah. And I have, you know, but it's kind of like you pass by it. I mean, we don't go to many burger places. So, anyway. So you want to see that. Now, I have movies I watch all the time. And you know that. Linda can walk in and she goes, Tombstone, without even seeing
just
the
like
screen.
One tone.
One line.
No, not even a line. It could be bleh, and I know. It's already, I already know the tune, the sound of it, who is saying it and what movie it is. Like she wore a yellow ribbon.
Yes.
You watch all these John Ford movies over and over and over again.
It's not over and over and over again.
Okay.
Well, it's like I watch parts of movies
too.
I mean, you know, like.
I'm not busting your
chops. No, I know that. But like Rock of Ages, that musical. I'll skip over all the dialogue and hit their music because the music's really good. So anyway. Okay, everybody.
But you didn't
tomorrow,
say what your favorite movies are. What are your favorite Christmas movies?
Christmas movies. Well, how can National Lampoon's Family or, you know, Vacation or Christmas Vacation not be in there someplace? Huh? Because watching when they cut the turkey and it disappears, is hilarious, and cousin Eddie mm-hmm. is out there emptying his RV black water into the sewer that then explodes. Now I've forgotten what I was going to say.
We're talking about favorite movies.
No, we weren't. We were talking about something else, too. Anyway.
I like Rudolph.
You like Rudolph? Well, you do. We have
I
that
do.
Recorded.
I like Rudolph, and it just brings me back to my childhood, and it's I love the music in it. I
Rudolph
love the Burl Ives being yeah. Santa, and I don't know. I have to pick number one. And then, of course, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we saw that at the
Jimmy
Cascade?
Stewart. Yeah. And, yeah, they did have that.
We went to see it.
A lot of people came in that night to watch
it. And you could hear a pin drop. It was so beautiful.
Speaking of
beautiful.
Pin drop, we have to run. Tomorrow, Mike DeQuisto, former mayor, is going to be on discussing city politics and more. Tomorrow, but he'll be on at 8, but we've got a couple other guests too, Trish Clark and me. Have a great day and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.